This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. In 1968, the police department in Menlo Park, California hired a new police chief. His name was Victor Cizanckas.
And Chief Cizanckas's main goal was to reform the police department's image, which wasn't great at the time.
That's our own Delaney Hall.
Menlo Park had a reputation for being a very tough police department, a very aggressive police department, and somewhat of a very anti-race kind of a police department.
That's Dominic Peloso. He was hired in 1970 by Chief Cizanckas.
Chief Cizanckas had hired Dominic right out of the Jesuit seminary, where Dominic had been studying to be a priest. Cizanckas liked hiring officers from non-traditional law enforcement backgrounds and with higher levels of education. It was just one of his strategies for reforming the department.
He also let his officers grow their hair out. He changed all the pseudo-military titles to more corporate ones. Sergeants became managers, for example.
Officers in the department had mixed feelings about all these changes, but one was more controversial than the others.
For a long time, officers in Menlo Park had worn a variation of the traditional dark blue police uniform. But Chief Cizanckas thought that style was too intimidating and aggressive.
So the chief came up with something totally different.
It was really a nice, kind of a dark green blazer with some black thread in it. We wore pastel-colored solid shirts with a tie and slacks.
Instead of a metal badge, the blazer sported an embroidered patch that sort of looked like a coat of arms. Guns and handcuffs remained hidden under the jacket.
It seems like the total effect is he was trying to demilitarize the look and attitude of the department.
Yeah, I think that would be a correct statement. A lot of the guys who join police departments are from the military, and because of the nature of the work, it can be very militaristic, shall we say, in organization and training and all those kinds of things. And he was trying to calm it down.
For a few years, it seemed like Chief Cizanckas' reforms might be working.
The way we did it and the style that we gave to people, I think, made them feel a lot better about us.
But the uniform experiment also drew a line within the department. On one side, there were the guys like Dominic, who liked what the blazer stood for.
I think with our uniform, people who were applying got more the sense that we really were community-minded, helping people.
But many more officers in the department missed the traditional uniform and all it represented. Many officers got so frustrated that they quit. The numbers we've heard on this vary.
I would guess that in his first 4 years as police chief, we had about a 75% turnover.
The year that Cizanckas joined the Menlo Park Police Department represented an important turning point for law enforcement in the U.S. In 1968, Richard Nixon ran for president on a promise of law and order. He tapped into all the paranoia and unease that had grown during the turmoil of the 1960s.
Shortly after taking office, Nixon vowed to fight the war on crime, which had been started by his predecessor, Lyndon Johnson. He also declared a war on drugs. Criminal justice professor Chad Posick.
One, I think the language is very important. The war on drugs. The war on crime. So you do see an escalation during this time on how crime is responded to. And it's responded to like they're responding to war.
War, of course, requires specialized equipment.
Riot gear and SWAT teams and armored vehicles and weapons and bulletproof vests and those types of things.
And new paramilitary divisions of the police, like SWAT teams, began using this gear. Some exchanged the traditional blue uniform for camouflage outfits, known as the battle dress uniform. They began to look more military. As this kind of equipment and style spread, so did more militarized policing tactics.
For several nights this week, this was Ferguson, Missouri. Tanks, combat gear, assault rifles. It looked like a military operation.
And today, the militarization of the police has become an important part of the discussion surrounding protests, like in Ferguson, Missouri.
Back in the 1960s, it was big conversations about the role of police in the community that led Chief Cizanckas to make changes to the Menlo Park uniform.
Of course, the problems police facing today can't be changed by a uniform change alone. But a change in uniform can be an important symbol, a way for police departments to signal to their communities that they want to have a better relationship. In the case of Chief Cizanckas, well, his blazer experiment was discontinued soon after his departure from the Menlo Park Police Department in the late 1970s, the experiment did help lead to bigger changes.
Requiring officers to wear blazers meant a certain kind of officer was drawn to the police department, the kind who was willing to get on board with the more significant reforms that Cizanckas wanted to make.
99% Invisible was produced this week by Delaney Hall with Sharif Youssef, Sam Greenspan, Avery Truffleman, Katie Mingle, Kurt Kohlstedt, Ted Muldoon, and me, Roman Mars. We are a project of 91.7 KALW. Find out more at 99pi.org.